You may not know that there are more than 4,000 natural springs in Missouri where groundwater flows to the surface. And our next guest has picked out some of the best for you to go visit this summer. Travel journalist Bill Cleveland with BillOnTheRoad.com with us now on the line. Bill, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey there. Good morning, Megan. How's it going?
It's going great. Looks like you had a great road trip. I saw some of your pictures of these natural springs in Missouri, and the thing that I can't get over is the color of the water.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's absolutely beautiful. Quick backstory. So I was actually supposed to be in Los Angeles last week and decided to pull the plug on that trip for a handful of different reasons. And then I was like, man, but I want to do something. And so I thought, you know what? I have never taken the trip to southern Missouri to go and see some of these beautiful springs. And I have to give credit to my dad. He actually beat me to a trip for once. He had done some of these before. I thought, okay, let's do it. So went down south, got a little tiny house at a place called Rockin' Bell River Resort in Mountain View, Missouri. And that was kind of my home base for 2.5 days, almost 3 days. And I set out to see as many of these springs as I could. And so you mentioned the blue water. So, yes, that most of these have this very distinct looking blue water. And that comes from the depth of the springs, but also the minerals in the water. And I think it's mostly limestone, if I'm not mistaken. And so they're really pretty. And they're spread out all over. Now, you mentioned there are thousands, and I've heard anywhere between 4,000 and 6,000 springs across Missouri. And not all of them are easy to get to, but there are enough of them with access that, you know, it can be a really fun road trip. And honestly, I didn't even scratch the surface. Like, I can go back again and again and see more. The one that I think most people listening have heard about, and maybe they don't even realize they've heard about it, is called Alley Spring. And there's the Alley Mill. And it's this beautiful historic mill that was built in the 1800s. It's a really pretty red. And of course, it sits along the spring, which of course is that pretty blue color we've been mentioning. And so, it apparently is one of the most photographed spots in the entire state of Missouri. And I've been getting emails from people who are like, oh, I remember when that was on, you know, the cover of our phone book back when we were kids. It's everywhere. And so that's a really cool one. Most of these springs, and I went to 8 of them, and I've got them all at BillOnTheRoad.com along with photos and little summaries of how to get there and what you'll see when you get there. But for the most part, Megan, they're pretty easy to get to. Some of them require a little bit of a hike. There was one called Greer Spring, which probably is my favorite. Just beautiful. Once you get back there, and it's only about a mile. It's like a mile in and a mile out. Once you get back there, you start looking at the scenery and the water. And I mean, honestly, you think you're like on a tropical island, like in Missouri, for God's sakes. And just so pretty. And the one thing I will say, and this is just a warning, and this is not to discourage anyone, but some of the roads to get to some of these are a little bumpy. And once you kind of pull off the paved main highway, some of these roads you'll have to drive on for, you know, probably a couple of miles, they can be a little rocky and a little dusty and a little rough, but it was totally worth it. It was an amazing trip.
So not a place to take your sports car then?
Well, you know what? I kind of looked, because I was curious, because I have a small SUV. I've driven it all over the country and in a lot of different situations. So I did kind of like look up to see, like, what are other people driving back here? And I saw people were like, yeah, now I got a Toyota Corolla, no problem. Like, you know, whatever. So I think as long as it hasn't rained or those roads become kind of muddy, I think you're going to be okay.
Talk about the power of the water in some of these locations. Some of them look still, and some of them had waterfalls as well, right?
Yeah. So I actually went to St. James St. James Spring, which was one of my lists I wanted to see. That was the only one of the bunch that was not blue, and that's in St. James, Missouri, and because of all the recent water, the recent rains. And so that one was moving like you wouldn't believe. And I did not know any different. So I'm out there, I'm taking some photos and some video and just in complete awe. And I met a nice lady who walked by and she was like, oh, it's not normally like this. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, normally I kind of like, we can even like walk across this. And I was like, walk across? And she's like, yeah, normally it's very calm and it's easygoing and it's just, you know, pretty blue. And it was not like that at all last week when I was down there. Maybe it's gotten back to normal. But you know, when we get a lot of rain, some of these aren't quite as, you know, calm and blue. A lot of them are, and they're just really pretty. And it's really just nice and relaxing. And I'll tell you another thing. If you go during the week, during a weekday, especially if you go, get up early and go in the morning, there's a pretty good chance you're going to have these to yourself. I think only on two different trails that I run into people. And it was just nice to just chill out, peace and quiet, be out in nature and take some photographs and have a good time seeing these things.
Now, if someone doesn't want to make it like a day trip, are there places where you could stay nearby, or is it fairly remote where you're going?
Yeah, so that's the other thing. So these they're close by, but they're not, you know, within 10 minutes of each other. Okay, so I spent probably the 2 days that I was down there, I probably drove about 3 to 4 hours every day. But that's me, like I'm a little neurotic. So, but you can map them out, and I've got a Google map on my website so folks can kind of look and see for themselves what they'd like to do. I wouldn't do it as a day trip, to be honest with you, because the first spring in was Welch Spring, and that was 2.5 hours in. So, man, I would take the time, make it do a couple of days. I mentioned the little the place where I stayed in Mountain View, which was kind of central. That link is on my website if folks want to check that out. But you are going to do some driving in between these. But, you know, the good news is that you have something to look forward to at the even if you're driving 45 minutes from one to the next, you have something cool to look forward to.
You can check him out on Facebook and at BillOnTheRoad.com. Travel journalist Bill Cleveland, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
All right. Thanks, Megan. See ya.